Hey there, amazing viewers. If you find value in the stories I share, please consider subscribing to my channel. It doesn't cost a penny, but it means the world to me. Your support helps me continue bringing you more motivational content. With just one click, you're helping me grow and inspire even more people. Thank you for being part of this journey. It wouldn't be the same without you. A long time ago, a bird lost a grain of food that got stuck in the hollow of a tree. The bird went to the tree and said, "Return my grain to me." The tree laughed and replied, "Why should I give you the grain? Go away." The bird became angry and ran to a carpenter. "Cut down the tree," she demanded. "It has taken my grain and won't return it." The carpenter was surprised. "What are you saying? Cut down a whole tree just for one grain? That's not possible." The bird grew even angrier and decided to go to the king. She told him, "Your Majesty, punish the carpenter. He refuses to cut the tree that has taken my grain." The king listened and said, "You came all the way here for such a small matter. I cannot punish the carpenter for this." Frustrated, the bird thought, "What do I do now?" The next morning, she went to the elephant handler and said, "Tomorrow, when the king is riding the elephant, make sure he falls off." The elephant handler was shocked. "Why would I do such a thing?" The bird explained her whole grievance again. "The tree won't give me back my grain. The carpenter won't cut the tree. The king won't punish the carpenter. You must help me." The elephant handler shook his head. "You're being unreasonable. I won't harm my king over this." The bird's anger grew even more. She then approached an ant and said, "Go into the elephant's trunk and irritate him. That will solve my problem." The ant, puzzled, asked, "Why would I do that?" The bird narrated her entire story once again. After listening, the ant replied, "I won't crawl into the elephant's trunk for such a petty issue." Now, the bird, who had been politely requesting everyone, showed her fierce side. "Fine," she said. "I can't harm the tree, the carpenter, the king, or the elephant. But you? I can pick you up with my beak and crush you. Think carefully." The ant panicked and immediately ran to the elephant. The elephant rushed to the elephant handler. The elephant handler went to the king. The king finally summoned the carpenter and ordered him to cut down the tree. When the carpenter approached with his tools, the tree saw what was happening and quickly said, "Wait, I'll return the grain. There's no need to cut me down." This simple story teaches us an important lesson. Many people think, "What do I have? I'm too weak. I can't do anything." But remember, you must fight your own battles. If you feel weak, use your mind. Start connecting the dots. Somewhere, your intellect will lead you to a solution that was hidden all along. This story beautifully teaches us that no matter how small or insignificant we think we are, we possess the ability to create change if we remain determined. The bird seemed powerless against the mighty tree, the skilled carpenter, the powerful king, and even the enormous elephant. Yet, by using her wit and persistence, she created a ripple effect that led to her problem being solved. Life often presents us with challenges that seem far too big to overcome. In such moments, it's important to remember that strength is not always physical. It lies in resilience, intelligence, and resourcefulness. The bird's journey shows that instead of giving up, we must think creatively, gather allies, and remain steadfast in our goals. Moreover, this story reminds us that every individual, no matter how small or weak they appear, has the power to influence others. Just as the bird's persistence moved the ant, the elephant handler, the king, and ultimately the carpenter, our determination can inspire and mobilize those around us. So never underestimate your potential. Believe in yourself, fight for what is right, and use your mind to find solutions. Even the smallest actions, when driven by persistence, can lead to great outcomes.